I'll let you be home.
Oh, man. Xbox 2?
It's on the Xbox 2. I'll let you be home, and you can get – I'm guessing you're going to start with Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech, bet. All right, so we'll start the interview off first and foremost. We got Dorian Strong, fifth-year cornerback of Virginia Tech, joining me, Theo Dorsey, here at ACC Kickoff Day 2. First and foremost, man, how's the day been going? Before we get our game going, because I don't want to get your nerves going, yeah. How's the day been going? How are how are y'all feeling just coming here off of that season y'all had, 7-6, building off something strong and looking like a team that could contend in the ACC next year?
Well, first off, you know, just coming here, has it been a great experience so far? We had dinner last night, you know, and I experienced my first interview already. So, you know, it feels good to be here. Feel good to represent Virginia Tech and my teammates and my brothers. Coming off the season, you know, 7-6, obviously we're not satisfied. You know, majority offense and defense came back. So we're super excited for the season. We've been putting a lot of hard work in from the spring, the winter, and the summer. And now we're about to go into phase four for fall camp. So we're excited. We're gonna bring it out all we can on Saturdays. And, yeah.
Man, see, I went to Hampton University, so I can hear the Maryland in your voice from all the people I know from, like, up in Marlboro and PG County. For you, man, why did you come back for this fifth year? What was it about the aura, maybe your coaches, or maybe the fact that y'all had 80% of the team come back as well to fight for this fifth year? What made you want to come back to Blacksburg?
So, first off, you know, I had to think about my own personal goals and just, like, what I want out of the sport of playing football. And me personally, like, I know I can get in the first and second round as a cornerback. So with that being said, I knew, you know, the stats that I got last year and just what I was getting back from the league, it just wasn't to my liking. So, you know, I'm not opposed to going back to putting some work, you feel me? That was the really main reason, for real. And I feel like that I still have some growing to do. You know, I got to play the nickel position. Left a lot of money out there last year, so come back, get that money. And, yeah, and then on the type time when it's just my team, I feel like it was the best situation possible. Like I said, all of us coming back, it's going to be no slouches. We all tight. We've been under pride for now 3 years, for the defense, 3 years for me. So I feel like we understand the defense. We know the ins and outs. So we're going to be hyped.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I can sense it in your – you don't even want to play the college football 25. You want to get out there and play football right now.
Yeah.
For you personally, man, I see the 44 on your chest. What is that? For a cornerback, that's an odd number. I'm sure this ain't the first time you got that question. Why?
So my first year of being at Virginia Tech, Coach Fuente, he took us through, like, in the spring – we had to go through this program, and you had to hit different lift numbers. And if you didn't hit them lift numbers, then you wasn't changing your jersey number. So, you know, I was the only one who came to my class. They gave me the number. You know, spring came around, didn't hit them numbers, so couldn't change the numbers. So.
Isn't your dad a professional weightlifter?
Yeah.
Is he like, how the heck did we not get this through, man? What's up?
Nah, he not like that.
Yeah.
He taught me just, like, you know, be fast. You know, I ran track all my life, played football all my life, but he didn't want me lifting too early because he wanted my body to fully develop and fully grow type stuff.
Gotta love it, and we love to see that. 6 foot, fifth-year senior Dorian Strong, cornerback for Virginia Tech, entering a year where you're expecting, again, to do the kind of numbers that could get you in the first, second round in the draft. When you walk around here at ACC Kickoff, I'm seeing that the ACC is parading itself as the conference of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
How much does that make you kind of lick your chops? Like, hey, if we the conference of quarterbacks as a corner, you pick a few of them off, that's going to rise that stock even higher, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I just, like, found out that they're calling it the conference of quarterbacks, which is funny. But, you know, like I said, it just makes me more excited because, like you say, like, when it comes Saturday and I pick them off, pick six is going, you know, conference of quarterbacks.
Right. Outside of your QB, of course. Yeah. Outside of your guy who's here with us. So, for you, man, what is it about that? What's the confidence that you're getting from now this coaching staff? Again, first year under Pryor was 4 wins. You build up to 7 wins. Now, a lot of people have y'all as a dark horse contender to win the ACC crown. First off, how much do you feel that in your heart, as well as what are you getting from the top down that makes y'all believe that y'all are that kind of team that can contend at that level?
So that's a great question. I believe that, you know, what we get from the top down is just like that them numbers and everything that's coming back, like, we're also getting the recognition of the team that we finally deserve, and we understand that. And as a team, we're not cocky, you know, we're very much humble, but we also do have a little, like, competitive grittiness to our edge. And so we are confident in the team that we are and who we can be, and we're confident in just our individual, you know, selves. Like, I know, like, Kyron Jones is here, APR is here, and, like, I know them got two guys are very much confident, just like I am myself. But, yeah, I feel like
it's time, right?
Yeah.
He's just going to throw them pads on, man.
Yeah, man. We're just trying to prove it for because, like you said, like, everybody can talk. It's all good to hear the talk, but until you go out there and prove it, then nobody's going to believe you.
The 12-team playoff. I mean, yeah. For you, isn't that just even more? Because, you know, if you can take care of business here in the ACC, you're in,
yeah.
Right? Like, what does that feel like to know that that's right around the corner, given especially because last year the ACC champ didn't get in?
Yeah, so it's exciting and it's different. Just, you know, 12-team playoffs, it's, like I said, it's different. New, so, you know, I'm doing my best job as a leader for my team, just, you know, pushing it on to the guys, like, hey, like, we need to be one of them ones. Like, we can really be one of them ones. So let's go out here, do it, prove ourselves, you know, just make sure we work extra hard. Don't just do what's required in the weight room. Oh, we've been getting extra work through the summer and the spring. Like, I feel like we're going to be very much prepared to play this year. And 50. Be a top contender in ACC.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to hear. Fifth-year senior Dorian Strong here with Virginia Tech. A couple more for you on the way out the door. What are your actual goals? I know you said you wanted to hike those numbers up. Last year you had 3 picks, 11 passes defended. You started all the games. What marks do you want to hit this year?
Hopefully, you know, after the season, I can get first-team All-American, first-team All-ACC. You know, cornerback goals. Really just do better than what I did last year. So cool, I had 3 picks, try to make it 5-6 and plus. Passes defended. The reason why those are so high is just because those are a couple drop picks. So, So gotta take that number down a little bit, turn them into interceptions. Make sure make all my tackles. Like I said, I go into every game trying to have 0 catches on me, regardless, and man in zone. So that's always gonna be the goal. That's always gonna be the beginning goal. But yeah, leave a game with 0 catches, or if the dude got 1 catch, you know. No receiver get over 100 yards on me.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was about to just say. I mean, last year you were just the second FBS cornerback since 2014 with over 300 coverage snaps, but you allowed fewer than 10 receptions and less than 100 receiving yards in a season. That's elite level stuff. So again, on the way out the door, what is it going to take from y'all? What do you feel like it's going to take defensively? You're bringing so many guys back. The continuity is there. You're in an ACC that's kind of wide open right now. There's no juggernaut perceived at the top. What is it going to take from y'all to be able to make sure that you're back here in Charlotte to wrap up the regular season?
Yeah, it's going to take competitiveness, humbleness, and also just that grit, man. Like, I feel like we need also just good leadership, and that's going to be coming from the 3 that are here today, you know, with myself included. But yeah, man, that's all I can say.
That's great. Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to the work you put in on the field. You avoided the L you was about to take here in college football 25. I'll save that for your boy Antoine when he pulls up. But again, appreciate you, Dorian Strong. Good luck on the season. And we'll be watching y'all. August 31st, y'all kick off at Vanderbilt.
Yes, sir.
So that'll be a fun ACC-SEC matchup to start the season off. Good luck.
Man, thank you. Appreciate you for having me on.
Thank you. That was Dorian Strong with Virginia Tech. And, of course, this is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill.